Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parashas Breishis, we hear about the first murder in world history. Cain kills his brother Hevel. It's a terrible tragedy, and Hashem's reaction is, of course, very, very harsh. In Perek Dalet, beginning in Pasuk Yud, Hashem tells Cain that Hevel's blood, Cain's brother's blood, cries out to Hashem from the ground, and because of that, Cain will be cursed from the ground. Nothing that he plants will succeed, and in the end, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis, Na Vanad Tiyeva Aret, you will be a restless wanderer. That's the way most Mefarshim understand that double language, na vanad. You will constantly wander, no rest. You, Cain, will never have a home, never have a base, never know what it's like to return to the safety, to the comfort, to the stability of a home. It's a terrible curse, a terrible punishment for a terrible crime. However, at first glance, it's hard to see the connection between the crime and the punishment. Again, the crime is terrible and the punishment is terrible, but what's connected? Connection is there between the two. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea on a pshat level. Some mefarshim, like for example the Ramban Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, compare Cain's punishment to the punishment of exile that a person gets if they kill someone else, b'shogeg, God forbid. We know from Parshas Maaseh and Parshas Vayeschanan and elsewhere that a person who kills someone else negligently must run away to an ir miklat, to a city of refuge. And the Ramban and others say that this is similar to what happened to Cain. He too is exiled, though he killed intentionally, so he didn't have the comfort, such as it is, of an ir miklat. But the similarity is there. A person who commits such a terrible crime is bent on unraveling the very bonds that hold a community together, and therefore that person is not allowed to benefit from that community, from that society. When someone commits the most heinous social crime, the most serious sin that is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, they surrender the very privilege of living in a community. Na vanad tiyeh v'aretz. They'll be banished, not just from their community, but from every community. They don't get the zechus to have the community as their anchor. We, Baruch Hashem, do have that anchor, that security, and we should use this incident of Cain as an opportunity to appreciate our home and our community, and to do everything we can to strengthen our home and to strengthen our community, and to give back to our community with all our strength. That, perhaps, is the pshat perspective on the connection between what Cain did and the curse he received. The Chafetz Chaim Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933, explains this curse in a very powerful way in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah. The Chafetz Chaim says that, in fact, like most punishments and like most curses, this is not only a curse, but it's primarily an outgrowth, a consequence of the sin itself. He says, imagine a man who's a salesman, a traveling salesman. He must leave home, and he must travel far and wide selling his merchandise. Being away from home is so hard for him, especially when there are bumps and bruises along the way. All of this is, of course, very, very challenging, but at least he has a home, a comfortable, stable home to go back to when he's able. And then imagine, chas v'shalom, tragedy strikes. His beloved wife passes away, rachmana litzlan. The Chafetz Chaim says that when that happens, even though he has a house, he has a physical home, the same house he had before. But now, without his beloved wife, it's as if he has no home at all. The salesman still travels, but now, even though he is away from that home just as much as he was before, and even though he returns to that home just as often as he did before, his travels are much more lonely, more isolating than they were before. I'll say parenthetically, of course, it's our job to the best of our ability to show empathy, to give comfort to someone in that situation. But the bottom line is that's very, very painful for the widower. That's the mashal. And the nimshal says, the Chafetz Chaim says, the nimshal is that you and I, Baruch Hashem, since we do our best not to sin, God forbid, we have a home. We have an ultimate, eternal home, Olam Haba. Even though we're traveling in this world, and even though sometimes these travels include bumps and bruises along the way, and even worse, God forbid, we know in the bottom of our hearts that all will be well, because when the time is right, we're heading home. We're heading to the ultimate, comfortable, stable, eternal home in Olam Haba. We're traveling in this world, but we know we have a stable home waiting for us. However, when a person sins, chas v'shalom, especially a person who sins so egregiously, like the way Cain did, they act as if there is no God. They act as if there are no divine rewards and no divine punishments. If they keep acting acting like that, God forbid, then they will have no home. They will have no ultimate, no final, no eternal home in Olam Haba, God forbid. That person truly is Na Vanad Ba'aretz. They too wander in this world with all the bumps and bruises that we all have. But their wandering is much more painful and much more lonely because they don't have a stable, comfortable, eternal home to look forward to. That is the curse, and that is the consequence of Kain na vanad tiyeh va'aretz. And we take this story, and we look at this consequence, and we redouble our own emuna in our eternal home waiting for us at the end of this long and challenging journey. Have an amazing day, everyone!